All right, in the name of Jesus, we can continue to study the book of Hosea. Today we supposed to go through to up to chapter 7 in just 2 hours. Otherwise, we have no time to finish this whole book. Okay, so let's turn to chapter 3, verse 5. And because the projector is out of order, cannot project. So just do your best to try to write something in your note. Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 5. Chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. They shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the later days." So this is one of the important messages in this book. Return and seek the Lord, their God, and David, their king. So here, David, their king, refer to the Messiah, Jesus. Because the king, the kingdom of David actually is a glorious period of the entire Israel's history. They are so proud of the king. This king is a king after the heart of God. So God delighted this king, David, very well, because he, in his life, we can see so many good character, and he's really concerned and have a very close relationship with God. So return and seek the Lord. When we say return, first it refers to we have to change our heart, right? If we say you want to turn from this direction to another direction, you have to turn your sight first, right? So turn your heart. So turning your heart is the first. If we look at chapter 2, verse 7, here it says, "She will chase her lovers, but not overtake them." Yes, she will seek them, but not find them. Here, in this verse, also talking about seeking, but they chase after the lover, but this refers to idols. When we say we want to return to God, we have to change our direction. So our heart, if we really can change it, then we know whom we will pursue after, right? So chapter 6, verse 1 is the same message. "Come and let us return to the Lord." Come, let's return to the Lord. So first is the one we will follow, turn to him. And then next, seek the Lord. So the second step, seeking, is action, right? You put effort. So you're looking for something, you take some real action, not just in your mouth, say, "I want to return to God." Okay, so chapter 5, let's turn to chapter 5, verse 6. Looking for something, you're seeking for something, right? Chapter 5, verse 6, "With their flock and herds, they shall go to seek the Lord, but they will not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them." They will go and to seek the Lord. So this is action. So we turn our heart, seek the Lord, take action. And then in chapter 3, verse 5, later part, he said, "They shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the later days." So fear the Lord, what does it mean? We have to acknowledge the Lord, right? And know God's righteousness and his justice. So fear the Lord means we not only treat this Lord, this God, just, oh, he's so merciful, so good. So whatever I do, it doesn't matter. No, we have to know God is very, very serious about righteousness. We have to come after his heart. So in fear, we will respect and honor God always. Just like if we really love and understand and know our parents, we will respect them, honor them. But at the same time, if we trying to do something against their will, we will come up with a fearful heart. Probably not. We have to reconsider about what we are going to do, right? So fear the Lord, and then also fear His goodness. We have to understand God is God shows mercy, right? Give us blessings, but we cannot abuse God's love. We cannot just take the God's goodness as granted, because God has so many blessings. So just I have a lot to waste. You don't treat the God's goodness as a treasure, then it's a problem. So come, return and seek the Lord, and then fear the Lord and His goodness. So sometimes we have to really appreciate what we have received from the Lord. So this is chapter 3, verse 5. So let's turn to chapter 4. So this hour we will finish chapter 4 and chapter 5. We do our best. Chapter 4. So from chapter 4 to chapter 14, this section, you know, actually is God's word to the Israelites. It included the message of the encouragement from the prophet Hosea. So let's go through this chapter. We take turn to read. Chapter 4, verse 1. Start from Changzhen.
And chapter 4, verse 1, and hear the word of the Lord, you Israelites, because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land. And there is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land.
Huh? One verse each.
Verse 2, there's only cursing, lying, and murder, stealing, and adultery. They break all bonds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed.
Verse 3. Because of this, the land mourns, and all who live in it waste away. The beasts of the field, and the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea are dying.
Verse 4, now let no man contend or rebuke another, for your people are like those who contend with the priest.
Verse 5, therefore you shall stumble in the day, the prophet also shall stumble with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother.
My people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge, but you have rejected knowledge. I also will reject you for being priest for me, because you have forgotten the law of your God. I also will forget your children.
7. The more they increased, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame.
8. They eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity.
9. And it will be like people, like priests. I will punish both of them for their ways and repay them for their deeds.
10. They will eat but not have enough. They will engage in prostitution but not increase, because they have deserted the Lord to give themselves.
11. To prostitution, old wine and new, which take away the understanding.
12. Which take away the understanding. How will my people, they consort wood and idol, and are answered by a stick of wood? A spirit of prostitution leads them astray. They are faithful to their God.
13. They sacrifice on the mountaintops and burn offerings on the hills, under oak, poplar, and terebinth, where the shade is pleasant. Therefore your daughters turn to prostitution, and your daughter-in-law to adultery.
14. I will not punish your daughters when they commit harlotry, nor your brides when they commit adultery. For the men themselves go apart with harlots and offer sacrifices with a ritual harlot. Therefore, people who do not understand will be trampled.
15. Lord, you commit adultery, O Israel. Let not you doubt beyond guilty. Do not go to Gilgal. Do not go up to Beth Aven. And do not act wit. And as surely as the Lord lives.
16. For Israel is stubborn, like a stubborn calf. Now the Lord will let them forage like a lamb in open country.
17. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone.
18. Their drink is rebellion. They commit harlotry continually. Her rulers dearly love dishonor.
19. A warring was swept away, and their sacrifice will bring them shame.
Okay, Ahmed. So this is chapter 4. God say here in verse 1, say, for the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. Now, God, he just like a judge, like an attorney, he wanted to bring a charge against the whole Israelites. So meaning God, he really observed and really care about what they have done in this land. So in later, God said, because there is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. So in this chapter, we can see he's talking about the knowledge of God. People, they don't care about the law of God. Right? So return to what? Return back to the wisdom and knowledge of God. Because once we have knowledge, then we will observe God's law. We will walk in His way, not just our own way. So people, they turn their heart to God. They seek for His goodness. They fear God's goodness. Then their heart will be always be kept within this law of God. And actually, this is called wisdom and understanding. So the title of this chapter is Return to God's Wisdom and Knowledge. 归向神的智慧和知识。归向神的智慧. In this verse, let's turn to this verse. Chapter 12. My people ask counsel from their wooden idols, and their staff in foreign land. For the spirit of harlotry has caused them to stray, and they have played the harlot against their God. The spirit of harlotry has caused them to stray. So our heart, if we really fill with the knowledge of God, then our heart is not going to fall after or chase after the idols, no. So our heart is very important. So from verse 1 to verse 4, if you look at who talking about the message, from verse 1 to verse 4, actually, this is the word of prophet, right? Because he said, oh, Israel, hear the word of the Lord. So prophet delivered the message of the Lord. This is from verse 1 to verse 4. Amen. From verse 5. Verse 5 says, I will destroy your mother. Who is I? God, right? So God used first person to describe. He expressed his thought and what he is going to do. So from verse 5 to verse 10, actually, it's the reproof of the Lord to priest, especially to rebuke the priest. And then from verse 11 to verse 14, here, God rebuked the people, right? Because In verse 12, it says, my people ask counsel from their wooden idols. So now, the target turned to the people. So from 11 to 14, this God reproved to his people. And then from 15 to 19, this is a warning from the prophet to Judah, right? Because in verse 15 say, though you, Israel, pray the harder, let not Judah offend. Do not come up to Gilgal, nor go up to Beth Aven, nor swear an oath, saying, as the Lord lives. So from 15 to 19 is a word to Judah. So this is the structure. From verse 1 to 4, then 5 to 10, 11, 14, and 15, 19. This is a structure. Okay? All right. And then the message, let's turn to verse 1. Think about why God said, I bring charge to the Israel. The same description in actually we can find out in chapter 2 verse 2. Bring charges against your mother. Bring charges. Repeat, right? Bring charges. For she is not my wife, nor am I her husband. Why? Because they turn their heart away from the Lord. They follow idols instead of the Lord, right? So bring charge. And this word repeated in chapter 4, verse 4. Now let no man contend or rebuke another, for your people are like those who contend with the priest. The fault actually, the people turned away from the law, start from the priest did not fulfill their duty. Because priests supposed to teach all the law of the Lord to all the people, right? But if the priest rejects the knowledge of God, then of course, the people, they don't follow, they don't know. Okay, so seems the fault starts from the priest, but however, the people, they have to also take this responsibility, because once they turn away from the Lord to follow idol, they have to suffer from their consequence. So just like if we are deceived by someone, and if we really forsake the truth, and we want to say, I don't believe in God, I don't believe this church, I turn away from the church. And later, you find out, I make a mistake. I supposed not to do so. I want to return. But later, you find out it's too late. At this moment, you cannot just blame the one who deceived you. Because no one forced you to do something, right? So every decision we make by ourselves, we have to take the consequence. So we have to be wise enough to tell what is the true church, true God to follow. Are we going to listen to the truth, or we want to only follow someone? This is a serious issue. We have to really think about it. So people in verse 5 say, in verse 4, for your people are like those who contend with the priest. Even though they want to argue about the result, but too late. They have to also suffer from their deeds. Okay. So there is no knowledge. God said, they don't know about me. It's so sad, right? And how about, let's turn to chapter 12, verse 2. 12:2. The Lord also bring a charge against Judah and will punish Jacob according to his ways, according to the deeds he will recompense him. God now said, bring a charge against Judah. So not only Israel, also Judah. God bring charge to them. Why? Because they forgot. They forgot the Lord. And in chapter 4, you turn back chapter 4, say, there is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. Do you consider? It's so strange, right? To Israel, they do have a so-called golden rule of their faith. What is the golden rule? If we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4, chapter 6, Deuteronomy chapter 6, we remember this verse, right? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 9. Continue. But Deuteronomy 6:4-9.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Next, until 9.
2. That you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
Verse 6, and these words which I command you today shall be in your heart.
Verse 7, you shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up.
Verse 8, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes.
9, you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
Okay, so here say, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you should love the Lord, right? And you should remember, teach your children diligently to your children. Huh? So here you know first, then teach your next generation. But in the Hosea chapter 4 said, no one really know about God. The teaching has been disconnected. So if we don't know God, what is the consequence? In chapter 4, turn back chapter 4, Isaiah, Hosea. Chapter 4, what is the consequence if we don't know God? Have no knowledge, what is the result? Huh? Disgrace. Destroy. What else? Bother. If no one has the knowledge of God, what is the consequence? According to the chapter 4. Rejection. Rejection. Yes. What else? Butter. Then someone to answer easier. Ted. The question is, she's the person answer. What is the question? You don't know either? Huh? If no one have knowledge of God, what is the consequence? If we don't know God, what is the consequence? You'll be hungry. Okay, so in verse 10. Okay, you'll be hungry because you there are spiritual food, like don't know about God. Okay, yeah. Ted, what is your answer?
They ask counsel from the idols.
So they will take counsel from the idols. So they don't know, the God, they don't, if they have questions, they don't know where to get real advice, right? They turn to wrong subject. They turn to wrong counsel. Okay, what else, sister? Sister, any answer? Raise your hand. Paulina? You change the glory to shame. Okay, to shame. Why? Where did verse say? Verse 7. Yes, I will change their glory into shame. Exactly. If we don't know God, then our own reputation will turn to a shameful, really. It's true. What else? Brother, if we don't know God, what is consequence? Joseph? Huh? God will forget us. Okay, God will forget us. Which verse? Verse 6, okay, forget. God will forget your children, huh? Okay. I will also forget your children. Sister, what else? If you don't know God, you don't care what is the consequence. Henderson. Will be trouble. Tremble. Which verse? Verse 14. Therefore, people who do not understand will be trampled. Yes. Four. Okay, so according to this chapter, in verse 2, if we don't know God, the result is no peace. You know, your environment just full of the violent, right? All these unrighteous things. In our heart, there is no peace at all. Say, if this sometimes just like the reflect of this society. The reality of society, they don't care about God. And you can see this is killing, stealing, committed adultery, all different kind of bloodshed things happen. It's nature become just a chaos in the society, right? So no peace. And of course, we live in this kind of environment, we have no peace as well. And then in verse 3, you can see mourn, waste, and then taken away. All this kind of the description, say, no prosperity. So the entire land become just like a desolation, huangliang. Okay. So in verse 3, right? If we get it, chapter 14, say, can you consider this family? You find out the family, what kind of family it is. Daughter commit harlotry. Your bride, they commit adultery. The men themselves go apart with harlots. All this kind of the sin in the family. So no joy for family. So this full of broken family. If we don't know God, there is no way we can build or have a happy family. No way. Okay, so if we are really aim to set our own happy family, we have to really have a knowledge of God. We have to fear the Lord. And in verse 7, definitely we will sin against God. If we don't know God's law, then we will sin against Him, 100% sure. Right? Because according to our own way, our own desire, no way to please the Lord, but always will make Him so angry. All right, so this is a consequence without knowing the dog. In verse 7, the more they increase, they refer to priests, right? The more they sin against me, I will charge their glory, change their glory into shame. And verse 8 says, they eat up the sin of my people, they set their heart on their iniquity. Verse 9, and it should be like people, like priests, so I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. God point out the sin of Israel, but the reason is the priest reject their responsibility. So in Malachi chapter 2, it describes, you read in the Bible, share it in the morning, right? Book of Malachi chapter 2, we do it before. So the priest set their heart on people's iniquity, means if people sin against God, they have to offer sacrifice. And then the priest, they receive some benefit. So the more they offer sacrifice, the more benefit the priests have. So that's why if a priest only looking for their own benefit, their own good, then of course the more people sin, then they just enjoy what they have, right? So that's how God rebuke this priest. So in the future, if we become leaders in the church, maybe you are serving as an IE teacher now, right? IE teachers. Or you lead Bible study. As a leader, you take this responsibility. Even though you may consider, oh, somehow, if we come up with wrong motivation, we try to build or set up our own reputation or our own glory. Later, just like here, God said, I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. Because we're supposed to teach the law. We teach the knowledge of God to everybody. So we have to always remember, once we have been put on duty, we need to be faithful and carry out this responsibility for the law. Okay? So that's why in chapter 4 especially, God points to the fault of priests. They forsake, they reject the knowledge of God. Okay? Then in verse 11, let's turn to verse 11. Harlotry, wine, and new wine enslave the heart. Be careful about these three things, right? Harlotry, wine, and new wine. New wine. So in the college, sometimes you will be invited to attend parties. In the party, always come up with wine, something to in entertainment and make you feel good. Be careful. Proverbs chapter 23 mentioned about don't look at the cup. And once you look at it, your heart will like it, and then you will be in trouble. So be wise. Turn away from this temptation, because eventually, if you go to this kind of place in this kind of the party, sometimes you can stay firm for once, but maybe not the second time. But if you continue to do it, then you will be in trouble. So must be careful. And regarding to the harlotry, in Proverbs chapter 7, is a picture, right? And a story you can go to read by yourself. This foolish man, a young man, he just go into this temptation, and then he just like an animal fall into the trap, and he just cannot escape it. And in Bible say when you go into the hell. So don't just take too light about sin. because we don't want to defile our own body. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we're talking about if we commit adultery and we defile our body. Okay? So this is chapter 4. In verse 15, this is a place. Let's turn to this verse. Chapter 15. Do not come out to Gilgal, nor go up to Beth Aven. So where is the Beth Aven? If you turn to Joshua chapter 7. Joshua chapter 7, verse 2. Also talking about Bo-Yawen, right? So you can read the Joshua. When you read study Joshua, you can see this Gilgal and Beth Aven. Actually, this place called House of Vanity. House of Vanity. Okay? And Gilgal, what does Gilgal mean? Gilgal, 几甲什么意思? Of you are rolling away, right? So he said, don't go because they become a place offer sacrifice to idols. All right. So how to return to God's wisdom? We want to return to the knowledge of God, right? So we have to know God. If we know God, bring peace. We have to worship, truly worship the Lord. From our heart, not for our own ambition or some side purpose. Maybe we come up with to get some reputation for ourselves. So if we can offer the real sacrifice, then God will accept. And we have to ask counsel of the Lord. Because if we turn to the Lord, we will receive the real advice. And if we repent from our wrong, then God will give us glory. But on the other hand, if we don't, then the glory turns to shame. Okay, so this is chapter 4. Let's continue with chapter 5. Any question in chapter 4? Verse 11. The new wine. The new wine, if we turn to chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 9. Usually they say grain, new wine, and oil. Usually this is referred to the blessing of God for their they consider for those idol worshippers, the worshipper of Baal, they consider grain, wine, new wine, because harvest. They do have a new harvest and oil refer to their life. They have a supply of their life. So harvest, they consider, oh, this is a blessing from the Baal. But actually, this comes from the law, right? So in chapter 2, God said, they forgot. They don't know this is from me, but they consider it's from the idols. So harlotry, wine and new wine, enslave the heart. So the new wine is referred to the harvest. And wine is just your entertainment, right? Something make you so good. Some people indulge in wine. So you can see the physical pleasure. The new wine, you try to receive the good from this then. Okay, so this is chapter 4. Chapter 5. We don't have time. Chapter 5 is 14 verse. Can we read stuff from Father? Chapter 5. Let's read. I continue, Father. Chapter 5.
The pride of Israel testifies to his face, therefore Israel and Ephraim stumble in their iniquity. Judah also stumbles with them.
6. When they go with their flocks and herds to see the Lord, they will not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them.
7. They are unfaithful to the Lord. They give birth to illegitimate children. Now their new moon festivals will devour them and their fields.
Next. Sister side, from the back. We do need a microphone. Please fix it. Okay, so we'll continue next hour about chapter 5. Let's pray in silence.